Tulkarem refugee camp, of Nur Shams refugee camp. And practically, it has moved the war from Gaza to the West Bank.
So talk about what's happening right now in the West Bank. Just in the last few weeks, we're talking about tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians. I'm not talking about Gaza, right? We're talking about the West Bank. Explain more about what's happening in Nur Shams and Jenin. Talk about the 8-month-old pregnant woman who was killed by the Israeli military.
What the Israelis are doing in the West Bank is nothing but another war crime. They've already, in addition to arresting 12,500 people since October 7th, during the last month, January alone, the Israeli army arrested 580 more Palestinians, many of whom will be put under administrative detention because they cannot charge them with anything. And most importantly, the Israeli army initiated a military operation in the north of the West Bank, which has affected up till now 4 major refugee camps. In Jenin camp, they've already destroyed more than 150 homes and houses, and they are now, and they've evicted 20,000 people who are the whole inhabitants of the refugee camp. They evicted them out of the camp, conducting an act of ethnic cleansing. 80% of the people in Tulkarem refugee camp have also been evicted, the same in Nur Shams refugee camp. And now there is a huge attack since 9 days on Al Far'a refugee camp in Tubas area. So we are talking here about a terrible military campaign with destruction of infrastructure, destruction of houses. Footage that comes out of Jenin actually shows us something very similar to the destruction and damage that was caused in many parts of Gaza. But more than that, more than 80 people have been killed since the initiation of this operation. About 1/3 of them are children and women. And the last woman who was killed was 8 months pregnant. She was 8 months pregnant. She tried with her husband and 2 of their children to get out of the camp, to get medical, to go to a clinic, to get medical consultation, because she was worried about her pregnancy. And when they were trying to leave the camp, the Israeli soldiers saw them and shot them. The father was critically injured. The mother was very seriously injured. An ambulance managed to get to them, transported them. When they were in front of the main governmental hospital, the Israeli army stopped the ambulance for 30 minutes, and that woman bled to death, and her child died too because of her bleeding. And the most horrifying thing is that the 2 other children watched the horror of the death of their mother and the injury of their father. This is the kind of what the Israeli, the kind of thing that the Israeli army is doing, not only in Jenin and in Tulkarem refugee camps, but also in Jenin and in other places. But the whole West Bank, Amy, is now under attack because Israel has imposed on this little area no less than 920 military checkpoints and gates. What does a gate mean? It means that the army comes into a village or a town and put a gate in front of the main road to that place. They shut off all other roads, and then they close the gate and leave, which means these villages become prisons, small prisons where everybody is stuck, cannot go to their work, cannot go for medical care if they need it, cannot go for their education in schools or universities. This is the kind of life we live in. And now transportation in the West Bank is totally obstructed because a trip that usually takes 40 minutes could take 5 hours. Sometimes it is totally impossible. On Saturdays, almost the whole West Bank is shut off. So It's a real situation of war, and everything is affected. Trade is affected, economy is affected, medical care is affected. We are unable to reach many people who need our health care.
Dr. Mustafa Barghouti is a medical doctor as well as an activist and a politician who serves as General Secretary of the Palestinian National Initiative. We thank you so much for being with us from Israeli-occupied West Bank, from Ramallah. Dr. Mustafa has been a member of the Palestinian Legislative Council since 2006. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
We'll be right back. Yes, I did. To disco down and check out the show.
kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
out. una mierda vivir en mi vida. Con mi gente cerca, fuera policía. Cerca y sin salida. Con un disco nuevo y mi vida escrita. Voy de casa.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
You're listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Over the airwaves on 88.3 FM in the city of Pittsburgh. Streaming online to the world up on WRCT.org. WRCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at speckhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. That's insurekidsnow.gov. Thanks for tuning in, folks. This is An Experiment with Time. Just kicking off tonight's experiment with Sharif Nagarbane from his 2023 release, Marzipan. Right after that, we are kicking off strong with some classic Soft Machine from their 1968 release. Thanks for tuning in. Stick around. Lots of great music coming up.